Hello. Welcome to part two of Chatterbox, where your readers are me, Elaine Smith, and today I am joined by Robin Quine. We have more news items, information desk, and a second feature.
Hello, everyone. First, we have some news stories. Our first one is about a local teacher taking on a triathlon in 15 hours, followed by some food and drink-related ones to help you recover. And finally, an important Viking artefact, which was found in Norfolk. A teacher at Long Stratton High School has completed a triathlon in just over 15 hours. Daniel Payton took part in the Bolton Ironman UK after 10 months of intense training. She waded into Pennington Flash at just after 6 a.m. earlier this month for a 2.4-mile swim, then embarked on a 112-mile cycle around the steep hills of the West Pennine Moors, and rounded off the competition with a full 26.2-mile marathon in Bolton town centre. Her mileage for the day finished at a whopping 140.6 miles. Miss Payton completed the Ironman UK 2023 in 15 hours and 29 minutes, crossing the finishing line at 9:40 p.m. The Long Stratton High School careers lead and DT teacher originally signed up for the Ironman UK 2020 event in 2019, but two COVID lockdowns and one COVID diagnosis prevented her completing the epic triathlon race until this year. On crossing the finishing line and claiming the elite athletic prestige of Ironman status, Miss Payton said, "I feel tremendous pride at the achievement. All those early mornings and months of training paid off. The atmosphere and crowds carried me through the day, but it was my family and friends in my support crew that really helped me grind through the toughest parts of the race."
A city centre pub, located just a stone's throw from Norwich Cathedral, has reopened after it closed at the start of the year. The Edith Cavell in Tombland has undergone significant refurbishment since it was taken over by new owners Brandon Holt and Adrian Emerson in May. However, city folk will have to wait a little longer to see the surprise experience the Boozer's bosses have in store upstairs, with plans to have it open by August. The pair have added a machine to make cocktails, which they will be offering at £2 for £12 during the pub's first weekend, as well as a giant selection of gin and tonics. They will focus their offering on daytime coffees and relaxed drinks in the daytime before becoming a bar as night falls, opening until late.
It hosted stars and was at the heart of Norwich's food scene, but now one of the city's best-known eateries has closed its doors after more than 30 years. The Last Wine Bar, St George's Street's very own Parisian-style brasserie, announced it had closed its doors for good, citing a sharp rise in running costs as spurring the decision. But boss Ian McCartan said he wanted to focus on the good times following the sad news. Opened in 1990 on the site of a former Victorian shoe factory, the bar quickly found its feet and regularly played host to Carrow Road legends, including Daniel Fark and Iwan Roberts. Over the years, it has also seen the likes of celebrities including Hearsay stars Mylene Klass, Noel Sullivan and Danny Foster.
A hugely important Viking artefact that was found in Norfolk and worth thousands of pounds has sold at auction. Jason Jones made the find while searching a field near Watton in January with his family. Mr. Jones, a construction industry worker from Norwich, had previously found two silver coins in the same area and was using a backup machine at the time of the discovery after his main detector had run out of battery. I returned to the area where the coins were found and got a loud signal, he said. At a depth of just 2 inches, I found an unusual bronze object. Neither my wife nor I had any idea what it could be. But that evening, after posting a picture on Facebook, we realised it was Viking in date and notified the local archaeologist to have it recorded. The artefact, a bronze die, would have been used as a decorative motif on military helmets, similar to those seen on the famous Sutton Hoo helmet. Nigel Mills, a coins and artefacts specialist at Noonan's, said, "The object is an intricate 11th century urn-style ornamentation, possibly representing the world tree Yggdrasil, with the monstrous serpent Nidhogg intertwining within its roots. It sold for £15,000, which Mr. Jones said he will share with the landowner."